Misfit Toys.
Most people reserve jewelry buying for special occasions, but Mejuri is fine jewelry done differently because they know it's important to celebrate every day, not just the big moments. Start making your days a little extra special with gorgeous pieces for every style, occasion, and price point. Mejuri jewelry is designed in-house and crafted using responsibly sourced materials that are made to last, like their best-selling 14K solid gold pieces. You can even personalize your jewelry with engravable styles, birthstones, and letter pendants. It's time to start wearing jewelry just for you. Make every day an occasion. Discover fairly priced and expertly handcrafted styles to wear and love forever. Visit mejuri.com to shop fine jewelry essentials. That's mejuri.com.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on February 1st. Oh, that's good for Colin Firth, nominated for an Oscar. Let's call today February 1st to Ocean's 11. And I'm in front of a live audience before Comedy Death Ray. I had a fuckdiculous good time at San Francisco SF Sketch Fest, as they call it, last weekend. And two of my guests tonight were gracious enough to appear on the Benson Interruption shows that we did at the festival. And the third is a very amazing, awesome actress who is making her first appearance here on the show. So everybody, please welcome Tom Lennon, Steve Agee, and Alia Shawkat. Here they are. Welcome, you guys. Way to milk the applause.
Tom is in the bathroom. Oh, Tom was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I missed the intro. I thought you were doing 10.
Oh, well, you said to me before you went to go to the bathroom.
I said, how long are you doing?
Are you doing about 10 minutes? And I said, yes. You thought I was serious?
I forgot you're always high. So everything seems ironic.
That was 10 minutes
even
of stoner time.
Even straight up legitimate questions that I asked you 49 seconds ago.
But you've been on the show a few times, and I can't imagine as a non-stoned individual that you would think that 10 minutes goes by before you get introduced. It's a pretty fast minute or two before I bring
surprised.
The guests out.
You'd be surprised. It feels like a while back there.
Well, I appreciate you being here and for doing the Benson Interruption on television and at the festival.
It was good times.
And when you were on at the festival, I had Zach Galifianakis came out and co-interrupted with me.
That's right. And I referred to you as Statler and Waldorf.
Right.
Which this crowd gets. And then someone... And then somebody...
A certain portion of this crowd. Let's not go crazy.
Solid 40%. And then someone on a special thing posted, like, sitting in as the Statler and Waldorf for the evening was Zach Galifianakis and Doug Benson. And I was like, that was fucking the thing that I said. Then you just said
His
it again.
His entire review was probably stuff from your act.
It was.
Applied to what had happened. But that's,
we know.
You know, that's
no,
still...
I know. It's pretty accurate.
Everyone feels... Everyone thinks you deserve credit for that amazing Statler and Waldorf reference. You mean those two guys that would sit there and watch things and comment on it?
Can I point out to the listeners at home that Steve Agee, like Eminem in some kind of crazy 8 Mile scene, hasn't even picked up a microphone yet?
picked it up several times.
Okay, but he sets it. See,
he puts it down like his rap is done.
Exactly.
Beat that, bitch.
Exactly.
He holds it like this.
Like,
too.
Yeah. He holds it like that.
Yo, yo, what are you talking about, bitch?
He acts like we're in the gayest version of speed chess / rap ever.
It's Speed Doug Loves Movies. Steve, when's Speed coming out?
April 1st, yo.
Tom, you have nothing to add?
I'm also in Cedar Rapids coming out.
Me too.
I'm not in it.
2 out of 3.
That's an Ed Helms vehicle, where he plays some sort of like small town boy who goes to the big city of Cedar Rapids.
We say spoiler alert when we say that shit. What
yeah,
the fuck?
The last thing that you want people to know about Cedar Rapids is that it takes place in Cedar Rapids. That is a twist that happens late in the film. It's of Shyamalan dimensions, that twist.
And you really, oh shit, I was always in Iowa. Good point.
But yeah, when does that come out? Do you know?
February 11th, right?
People are heckling times from the audience and dates that I just heard way in the back corner. February 20th?
Who does so like somebody? A romantic movie? It won't be out
who
of time
thinks
for
they
Valentine's,
know?
Day.
Valentine's Day. Oh, that's a good movie to get it onto. Yeah.
But Cedar Rapids, but the two, both of you, Tom and Alia, are in it, but not in in any scenes together.
No.
No, we were on the set together.
One day.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Oh, it was amazing,
like an hour.
Man. It was really, really good. Here's something I'll say about me. In you're going to go, if you go see Cedar Rapids, which you will, because you're those kind of people if you're listening to this and or sitting here. I'm wearing 6-inch Frankenstein-like boots in every scene that I'm in.
Because you're in scenes with regular sized people?
Yes.
And they
that's exactly
to make
right.
You
keep
measure
in mind,
up to
audience
their
here,
regularness.
Steve Agee is 5'8". Stand up. So keep put that in perspective. That shit.
I'm standing next to Tom.
That's.
Thanks for talking us through it.
Expert level would have dropped the mic after that joke.
Nope.
You really are. You're very 8 Mile tonight, I gotta say. Oh, shit. Yeah, put the hood up. Let's play some cards.
Yeah.
Nope.
Listen, I want to thank you, Steve, for bringing another awesome actress from Whippet to my podcast.
You bet.
Yeah, he brought Ellen Page on the show.
Oh, Ellen Page.
And as you know, she hasn't stopped talking about it since she did it. It was the biggest thing that happened to her last year.
Yeah.
Inception, whatever. I was on Doug Loves Movies. She wouldn't stop talking about it everywhere she went.
Yeah.
Do you know her, Alia?
Yeah.
You're like best friends, right?
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah. So she brought me up to you a lot, right?
Sure.
Sure she did.
She was like Steve's friend.
But I everyone of course knows you as maybe from Arrested Development and
Thank you. So you've seen the show. That's good.
As Ellen, as Bliss's friend Posh, is that how you pronounce it?
Pash. Like passion, yeah.
Oh, short for passion?
That's what she used to say, the real person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because they were based on real people?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, all right.
I found that out on set, actually. But
that's the best time to meet the person you're playing is when you've already worked it all out.
Yeah.
And then they show up and go, hey, I'm you.
Yeah.
You're me.
That happened once on a Lifetime film I did, sadly. It's true. That's the saddest part. It was called Not Like Everyone Else. And the woman, the girl.
You must
that was
like
the name
the
of the Lifetime
yeah.
movie?
The name of
Not
the
Like
movie.
Everyone Else.
Not Like Everybody Else, yeah. And the girl, Brandy Blackbear, who I played, showed up like halfway through the shoot. This like dark, ominous girl. And she was like, hey. And I was like, oh, I'm doing a biography of you.
Well, so wait.
Wait, her name was
so
Brandy
So she's
Blackbear?
An Indian?
Yeah.
Or did she live in Critter Country?
That's That's why it was so hard to get her out.
Look to your left, it's Brandy Black Bear.
Wow. She was a Chuck E. Cheese animated character.
Brandy Black Bear sure has got herself stuck in a sticky situation.
Wow. She's having a rough time at high school.
Brandy Black Bear.
Wow. I'm not a witch.
More
like
pizza.
Brandy Black Bear bought a bit off more than she could chew.
And then that's the dip. That's the.
They closed Bear Country here in Los Angeles, and that was always one of my. I love that attraction. And I was at Disney World.
You're in the Bears.
I was at fucking Disney World, and they have it there. And I was there for one day, and I got there, and it was like the park closed at 9, but the Bears went to bed at 8. There's like a fuck you sign on the door. And I've never been so sad about missing something so lame and inconsequential in my entire life. So I was going to say that Comedy Death Ray, you know, is the show that's on every Tuesday after this show. And Scott Aukerman of Comedy Death Ray, the stage show in Los Angeles, is now Scott Aukerman, the host of Comedy Death Ray on IFC, where they are showing...
Your
excitement is palpable. Where they're showing reruns of Arrested Development, along with, it's not in very good company, it's with some shit shows called Mr. Show and Larry Sanders. So Arrested Development really stands out. But
it's got a modern twist.
But anyway, so I just wanted to bring that up, and I also wanted to say that your character in Whippet is very unfair to Ellen Page's character.
Why? What?
Because she did not force you to drink underage drink at that event. That wasn't her idea. I don't know how the best friend gets blamed for that.
That was your...
Slow down. She left me. She left me for her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why would she want to go get it on with some handsome dude?
She couldn't even text me or anything?
Is inappropriately drunk.
I seemed fine. I wasn't that fucked up.
I don't know. Your acting was fantastic because you conveyed how angry you were at her and you forced her to apologize when she didn't do anything wrong.
I got what I wanted, though.
And you got what you wanted, and I applaud that.
Thank you.
Well done. Okay, Tom.
Is that based on the song Whippet?
Is
or
the
drug
Whippets. I forget.
No, it's not in the movie.
It's not in the movie. That would have been neat to have that over a montage of rolling
good advertising.
You don't think
maybe.
That they called Mothersbaugh, what's his name, Mark Mothersbaugh, and said, hey, what's up?
What the fuck could his price possibly have been?
Price point?
Drew Barrymore calls up and says, I want your song for my movie. And...
Okay.
What the fuck?
Hi, let's act
That's
out this phone
cool,
call.
That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
Okay. Hi, it's Mike Mothersbaugh from De-Evolution. Okay. Hi, Drew. How's everything?
I want your song.
Okay.
Wait, movie's called Whip It. It should have your song in it if it's called Whip It.
Okay, Drew.
You seem like a dick.
I can't understand.
If you don't
I can't understand
song.
You. B, are you somewhere where someone can get you help? Because I can't understand. I don't understand the words that you're saying to me.
Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl.
Okay. Drew, again, on behalf of Devo, I don't understand what you're saying. We're all big fans.
Take the dog food dish off your head. Maybe you'll hear me better.
The dog food dish.
Isn't that what they wear on their heads?
Like flower pots.
They're like crazy. They're like super. They're like futuristic flower pots. Yeah.
They look like Snoopy's dog food dish. So Tom, Steve is 2 for 2 now, bringing me amazing actresses.
Mm.
Who do you have? Who can you? Who can you offer up? That's the only way they'll do my show.
No one told me this is some sort of key party where you're supposed to bring. Time out. I had
bring
no idea.
Bring me young females. Of some acclaim.
Oh my God, no one told me that. Like, oh, you know, if you go to Benson's thing, bring somebody to swap. What the fuck is that? No, I thought it was your
No, there's no swap. You just leave her, right, Steve?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so it's like,
I don't have a car.
I wish Ellen Page away on a night she will never forget after that taping. No, we never spoke again.
No,
actually.
So it's like,
I trust you, Steve.
Oh, bring you a virgin to sacrifice.
Well, no. All right.
It's not that bad.
I'm not a virgin.
And do you feel like you've been sacrificed in any way?
No, definitely not.
It's been very pleasant so far, hasn't it?
We're pretty early in the show.
Let's talk about the most exciting revelation of my day. When I IMDb'd Alia for just to see if, like, maybe she was in some interesting stuff when she was younger that I don't remember. Because how you catch up to someone.
Wait, there's stuff you don't remember, Doug?
And I'm just saying. Since she was so young on Arrested Development, I thought she might have been a youngster in something awesome. And boy, was I right.
What'd you find out?
Oh, my God. One of my favorite movies ever. What? You're the little girl in Three Kings.
Yes, I am.
Holy shit. I will never. Mother gets shot in the head in front of you.
That was my audition scene.
And you scream and cry over her bloody head on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That was you.
Yeah, that was me. I had two broken arms. I had two
Amir's
casts.
Daughter. She doesn't even have a name. Just Amir's daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
And didn't he have something to call you when he was yelling for you and stuff?
No, he would say, my daughter, my daughter.
My daughter, who I have not yet named.
He was part of the underground resistance. You know? He was coming out of a cave, so I hadn't seen him in a while.
Did you have two casts on your arms?
Yeah, two. It never really made sense.
It looked either like very fashion-forward sleeves or two casts.
Or two casts.
And I couldn't figure out which one it was.
The latter is correct. Yeah,
it's supposed to be two casts.
Two casts. And like I had dirty Vaseline in my hair.
For some reason.
Yeah, they broke them. Both of them. And killed my mom. And took my dad away. It was rough.
And made her a star.
Exactly.
Small price
to
pay.
We did all of that for you.
I wanted it that bad.
A scene we'll never forget until Doug IMDb's it.
I IMDb'd that shit, and then I slapped it into the DVD player.
Yeah. You got a refresher?
No, DVD is old school.
You watched it again?
And I watched your scene, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I knew as soon as it was like I saw Amir's daughter on a thing, I was like, no fucking way. Because that's so awesome that you did such a good job in that part.
Thanks,
and terrible
movie.
That adults would make you do that.
The audition
that, like, come
scene,
down here and cry over your bleeding mother.
It was pretty depressing. My mom had to whisper, like, sad sense memories into my ear to make me cry.
Oh, no, like a jeez. Dog that died.
My mom is a good mom, okay?
Whoa, jury's like... still out on that.
Yeah.
But okay.
But she used to, like, tell me things my grandma said before she died and stuff.
Oh.
I'm just letting you know what it's like to be a child actor. That's what you had to do.
What kind of things did your grandma say? I don't like my grandchildren.
Unless she's a famous actress, I don't love her.
We're dying out.
But that must have been, like, that must have set the bar at a crazy level for you. Like, every movie you've made since or anything you've done has been less torture than that.
That's true.
Because it was so dramatic and also...
Or not as extreme acting scenes.
Out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, 3 months out there.
And who did you get along with the best out there? I would say Ice Cube, if I had to guess.
I would say Spike Jonze.
Oh, funny story.
Did you bond with Spike Jonze?
Well, he was, like, I was 9, you know what I mean? So everyone was nice to me. But, like, I saw Spike Jonze, like, a year ago, and I went up to him and I was like, hey, I know this is weird, but, like, I was a little girl in Three Kings. And he was so nice. He was like, so, and we hung out since then. And he's very friendly. But he... he's very friendly. But no, I when we were shooting, I wasn't really friends with anyone but my mom. And then there was, like, stunt guys who were really nice. There was this one guy who went to clown college, and he was, like, a fake Saddam Hussein soldier, and he would do, like, head spins for me.
Were you in enough scenes that they needed... Did they have, like, a midget double for you or something?
Yeah, they did. She was, like, a small Asian woman. And she used to jump out of vans for me and stuff.
For you.
Steve, do you think you could get her to come on the show with you next time?
I'll make some calls.
Small Asian double woman?
Yeah.
And so did you see Clooney and David O. Russell fighting with each other?
Famous fight.
I did. I was, like, playing with, like, sand or something at the time. I was just, like, I just remember, like, getting dirty. and like looking over and like all these, because like the fight was over. David used to get really mean to extras and stuff and kind of like yell at them. And I guess he like yelled at someone for not doing their job right. And George used to, sorry for calling them by their first names. They don't even know who I am anymore. But like George was like defending them because he was always like overly nice.
Let's call them
nice.
O and Clunes.
O and Clunes, okay. So O was doing his job and was like, he was like, no, you're blah, blah, blah. And like O was yelling at them. And then Clunes freaked out. Clunes
so
got really upset, and he like was defending him, and they got in this huge fight over the way he was speaking to the extras and stuff.
But that was like identical to the scene they were shooting.
Yeah.
How like the, you know, people start arguing and George Clooney tries
exactly
to break it up,
the
and
thing.
Then it leads to horrible violence.
I wouldn't be surprised if O was like, "Roll camera, just roll it."
But so how did at that same time? Because I'm sure Clooney and Wahlberg are and continue to be pretty tight. How at that same time did Wahlberg and David O. Russell, like while Clooney was being pushed away by David O. Russell, because I don't think they'll
closer?
Ever work together again.
Really?
That's the impression I get from Clooney.
Clooney said that.
It's just like, that guy's
short.
A lunatic.
His,
I won't.
His quote is, life's too short. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glad I was.
But the man also worked with
happened.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That was the first thing I could think of. That's the first thing I could think of. It didn't even make sense. No, but you know what I'm saying? So, like, did you see Mark Wahlberg and David O. Russell secretly bonding? Was young Alia looking up from her sandcastle?
I was going, maybe one day they'll do a film together where it really brings out Mark's talent.
Yeah, maybe they'll keep making movies together.
I didn't have that much of a thought process at the time. I was still focusing on
crying. But it's just interesting to me. Like, when Wahlberg and Clooney get to... When the Wall and Clunes get together... Do they sit around and talk about, like, yeah, you're right, David's a dick, but,
he's
you
like,
know...
He's like, I like him.
I've made three amazing movies with him, and, you know, you make your own... You go ahead and do your Peacemakers and your Americans, and I'll make amazing movies that'll never be forgotten. Tom, you look like you have something to say.
No, I was just trying to do Men Who Stare at Goats in a Mark Wahlberg accent, but I couldn't do it.
Sounds like a baby Mark Wahlberg.
No, that's a good time. Go do that. No, that was just Chicago where I'm from. It's not. I've never named
my Wahlberg is either The Happening or what's his name doing Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
never seen The Happening.
But the guy on SNL, Sandberg, doing Wahlberg.
Yeah. Sandberg.
But in The Happening, it's just all just like, there's something going on with the trees.
Very good. That was very good.
What's happening with the trees?
Very good.
Just very sincere and concerned.
There's one
about
line where
everything.
Like the girl, this woman is like, "Are you gonna kill me in my sleep?" Or no, she was like, "Did you take out the trash?" And he's like, "No." And she's like, "Are you gonna kill me in my sleep?" And he's like, "What? No." I used to watch that over and over again because he would say it as if it was like no big deal. He was just like, "What? No,
I wouldn't."
No.
Like, he has to convince her he won't do that.
No.
As opposed to, that's insane.
Yeah.
I love it.
I would have killed her for asking me that question.
I love that you're so young that you've practiced a Happening impression for years.
Did I say years?
To me, like, that movie just came out. I was like, oh, you know, that one. I think the trees are going to kill us.
Steve looked at me like, are you going to take that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to. He doesn't know how old I am.
We got to play the Leonard Maltin game here in a second, but in fact, right now.
That was a second.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys if you've seen any movies lately, but you have young Ollie, so you don't go to the cinema much.
No, but I'm a member of all the unions, so I get some screeners.
Oh, so what was your favorite screener? Like, what's your Oscar pick?
My hands-down Oscar pick is going to be... and I know you got shit about this from somebody in San Francisco. I really thought The Social Network was really great.
Who gave me shit about Social Network?
You were so high, you don't remember that?
Skillets.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was good.
A bunch of people. Bunch of people, I guess.
Social Network's good.
No,
it's,
that
it's
was
really
good.
And to me, it's more, it's rewatchable to a degree that as much as I appreciate King's Speech, and I don't have a problem with King's Speech winning anything, like it can win everything, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that was good. But it's just not the kind of movie I'm ever going to watch again.
Because you don't see Bush.
Ever. Because there's no Bush. That's correct. If you
that
want Helena Bonham Carter Bush, there's plenty of places to go.
My main thing about the King's Speech was like, okay, where's the Bush? Come on, man.
You introduced...
You're like Joe Pesci watching that movie?
Yeah.
Where's the bush? Where's the bush?
You introduced
the fucking bush here.
Where is it already?
Where's the fucking bush? There ain't no fucking bush.
I know that Edward the VII is going to abdicate.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Do I look like a bush clown to you?
Oh, my God. A bunch of these ladies are, like, getting ready for him to abdicate.
All right, I have to tell everybody the prizes that are in today's prize bag because it's insane. While I explain what all the prizes are, why don't you guys all go pick a name tag out of the audience that you would like to play for, and just take it from them.
That was really scary the way everyone.
That's taped to that guy's chest. That
themselves.
Might be violent. Brennan has
Jesus Christ is like
Pang. Look, Pang
Scott.
Is here. Mike, I like that one. Rose. All right, this is what is going to be played for. An I Love You Man crew hat. Yeah, with crew sweat in it. That's some legit shit. Friend of the show, Roozy. Are you here tonight, Roozy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Roozy's always here. He gave me some shirts that say government on them. Yeah, and I think that's a weed thing. And then I've got my CD, of course, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Adian, available on AST Records. And Steve Agee brought a signed copy of a Sarah Silverman program script.
It says fart.
The amazing episode called Wauschwitz.
I think that was the last episode of the series.
It's a great episode.
Written
that was
by Brian.
By Brian Posehn, of course. And then Alia brought a copy of...
It's kind of embarrassing. I don't know why. Oh,
of the Young Ones on DVD. A bunch of Young Ones episodes. Yeah, so...
You got to give some background, though. She stole it.
Yeah, clarify.
I did steal it.
She stole it from a place. We're not going to name names, but...
Brooklyn Video in Brooklyn.
Why would you...
You don't
April,
have to return it.
How many Brooklyn videos are there in Brooklyn?
That is an adorable name tag you have on your forehead.
That's why I
pictures
fucking picked
already.
It,
already.
When did you...
Oh, it's like Indiana
girl,
Jones.
Is a girl, Abro? Is your last name?
It's pronounced Abril.
Is your last name Labine? Labril Labine.
I'm playing for Abril Labine.
And she made her. I gotta tell the listeners because this is awesome. She made her name tag look like
Indiana Jones
font. And I'm even gonna take a picture of it.
Indiana Jones font.
I'm gonna put it on the internet someday. Here we go. Wow, that's... Wait a second. You guys,
don't do
you're
that.
Distracting from...
Oh, bummer.
You guys are the worst extras in a scene ever. Okay, and we also have from IFC Films, Joan Rivers, a piece of work. Look for
Ooh,
IFC
that's
Films.
Good. That's good.
Peep. Peep World. I called it Peep Show last time. Sarah was insulted. Peep World is going to be out soon, February 19th on demand. And also, the winner tonight will also get 4 tickets to the Fix Up Show at the Acme Theater here in Los Angeles next February 9th. I think that's a Wednesday. Next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. So hopefully you and 3 of your friends can attend that.
Not to brag, that's on La Brea.
And watch it's on La Brea. And watch me set up some fucking, fix up some people.
Fucking walking
does one person,
the
premise of that show.
Does one person win all of this?
One person gets everything in that bag.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why they're all still holding up their name tags like
yeah,
there should be a second
exciting.
Chance
can I
or
pick,
some shit.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go with the iPhone.
Oh, you guys haven't done it yet.
No.
I told you to do it already.
Oh,
okay, so you're
going
to
take
so long ago.
Gordon.
I feel
hey.
Like I should win for fucking doing it when it got said.
Yeah, you should win for that. Gordon. Gordon really wants
Flash.
The young ones.
Gordon's, talk about Gordon Lightfoot.
And
he
what
just jumped off the stage.
Gordon?
Allie some of the lightest
I'm
feet
Gordon.
I've
Allie
ever
has played
seen.
For Gordon. Who are you playing for?
Sean.
Steve is playing for Sean. It says, hello, my name is Sean on his phone.
Can't remember, but I think it's Abril.
Abril.
Oh, there's a cartoon drawing on the back of this, too.
It's a sketch.
Uh-huh.
A sketch. Of some
if
guy.
Allie wins, she's also going to flash Gordon. Sorry, I couldn't.
Now I have
Gordon
to.
Gordon Ramsay is coming fast and furious. Now it is really 8 Mile. While I think of one more.
But see, I just ask him to bring a nice young lady. I don't insist that he make that scenario happen. I mean, I'm not going to argue with it.
All right.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought I saw the bat signal coming from Commissioner Gordon over there, but I didn't.
Is this going to happen a lot for the rest of the show?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It was just a trick of the light. Or a trick of the night.
I hope the end is in sight.
Vaginas.
Oh! God damn it. You win every single word rap battle.
I don't.
Oh, shit. Vaginas trumped whatever I was going to say about Charles Grodin.
Which is a slight anagram. Of the
It's
of
a slight
the,
anagram.
Of the middle part.
He hopped up here really quick because he had a light foot.
The middle part.
I fucking opened with that. Where are you? I opened
I'm high,
Gordon
man.
Lightfoot.
Just relax.
You're fucking high. I opened with Gordon Lightfoot.
Sorry, man.
Let's play the game.
Yes.
We'll start with Tom over here. You get to pick a category. Would you like Entertainment Weekly's underrated movies?
Yep. No more discussion. Let's go.
Boom.
What?
Would you like an Entertainment Weekly's underrated movie from 1990, 1996, or 2001?
2001.
Okay. It's only helping your younger competitors. Two stars from this.
Two stars.
For this movie from Leonard. Yeah,
I would say
stars.
It's not underrated then. It's accurately rated as
it
shitty.
It is rated.
It's very accurately rated as most of my career.
Entertainment Weekly is arguing, or one writer from that magazine is arguing, that this movie was underrated by people like Leonard Maltin, who gave it two stars. I'll give you a couple of clues. He says it's about a man. And he says that the stars look great, but is there a point? Stars look great, is there a point? It's about a man. Two stars from Leonard, underrated according to EW. And there are...
And how many guest stars to how many supporting characters do we get?
10 names.
10.
10 names, all the way up to...
I'll do it in...
And including, probably...
I can do it in 4. Wow. 5.
The audience reaction made
45.
Me trepidatious.
45.
The audience reaction made me trepidatious. 5.
45.
I was confident until the ooh.
April, you know, no matter what happens, I love you. Well, only one of us may live. Okay, give me 5. 5, the fifth. Whatever.
5 names. Yeah. Steve, AG, how many? Can you go
I
lower?
Thought your name was going to be on it.
Name that movie.
Really?
Okay, 4.
Wait a second. What is with these mind changes? No, I just
the
was,
way you
I
said
was just
that.
Thinking, you know, on game shows,
you
they
acted
confirm.
Like it was really hard. And it's
what?
A 2-star movie.
No, I'm just saying.
All right,
that
4. I'll say 4.
Okay, so you could either make Steve name it or say less names.
What do you want,
say less
Steve?
Names.
I say less names?
Yeah, say like 3 or...
Less than 4.
2 or 1, yeah. Uh-huh. Less than 4.
Anything
he's playing
less
for
than 4.
My homie Chicken Gordon Blue over there. So.
Or you could
don't
say...
Don't listen to him, Gordon. Don't let him get to you.
Or you could just say name that movie to Steve.
I'm going
to...
Okay, fine. I'll do 3.
Oh. Tom... Back at you.
2 stars? 2001.
2 stars, 2001. It's about a man. What's the fucking point?
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right. So now...
I have to name the movie.
Yeah. See, that's
fuck.
What happens.
In 3 names.
Yeah.
Shit. You have not been on the show before.
I'm playing
this
though.
Is right when you bail on naming the movie.
People that have been on the show before would also not know how to play. Like, I would venture to guess Ellen would also not know how to play if she came back.
I bet she would.
You think?
Ellen?
She's smarter than me.
Is she here? No, she's pretty smart, but people only remember shit they want to remember. And why would you want to remember this?
Right. At least you know that. You know. All right, let's, I guess... I'll try and name the movie, right?
All
right,
yeah, you get 3 names.
Yeah.
And they might, you know, you might go, oh, I remember when those 3 people were in a movie. that right, was Michael. Overrated, according to
Entertainment Weekly. They're not the top three, right? They're the bottom three.
They're in the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
But, thank like, you. How often is... The first name is Johnny Galecki. How often is he in a major motion picture? See, somebody here already knows it. Alicia Witt, who also works a lot in television, is in this motion picture. And... Pretty low billing for how famous she is now. Tilda Swinton was in this movie.
Swinton.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton.
2001.
Mm-hmm. And it's the stars look great.
Are we talking about stars in the sky or no? More like stars.
No, it's not.
Jam-packed cast.
Ugh, I can't.
Say.
Yeah, you almost said the title of the movie.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh my it's God!
Don't look it up on your phone, Tom.
Okay. So
why would you cheat
I'm
like that?
I'm guessing stars are in the title.
No,
sky's
no.
in the title. In the. That's what I said. I said stars in the sky. Okay, give me a second.
What kind of ice cream do you like?
Why? You think he's being unfair? Come on. So I like chocolate. Chocolate. Chocolate.
You were sending an email to Johnny Galecki? Johnny Galecki. What's the movie you're in with Tilda Swinton? Send it. I want to know what he says.
Just deleted it.
No, but you don't know it, right?
I guess. I mean... I feel
like clue was too big.
My clue was great. You should just know it.
Great or too big?
For my favorite
Both.
Ice cream?
The ultimate
yeah,
porn question.
Gave it away.
Rocky Road. It's not a movie.
Yes, the movie is called Rocky Road Sky. And Timothy Spall, Noah Taylor, Jason Lee, Kurt Russell, Cameron Diaz, Penelope Cruz, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, but that was fun.
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, you did good. That's the best time to name it. So who told her to name it?
We'll get
it?
Better, Gordon.
You did?
We'll get better.
I did.
Okay. So
my God, I'm up.
We start with Steve. You have a point. Abril has a point.
Abril.
Oh, Abril. All right.
Abril.
I got to move
like
this along.
Like the Prince song, sometimes it snows in Abril.
Okay, Steve, you know how like we have like a fictional president, like he's not really the president because he wasn't born here? This category.
If he was, he'd have
is,
a birth certificate.
Yeah, he would totally have a thing that
he carries with him all the time, like
that
I do.
Is in Hawaii.
Four names.
These are fictional president movies. Movies where they made up a president.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then movies featuring the cast of Friday. Someone on the internet suggested that to me. I thought that's a great idea.
The cast of the movie Friday?
The
or
movie
the
Friday.
Show
other movies therein. Okay. And then. Just celebrated a birthday, and I miss him, on 12:30, one of my favorite actors ever. I wish he would do something, but maybe he's just too old. Gene Hackman. Yeah, Gene Hackman movies. Brendan Walsh has a great joke where he comes out, he goes, did you guys hear that Gene Hackman died today?
And the whole audience
and the whole
is
audience
like,
gets bummed out. And then what does he say?
He's like, I'm just kidding, but now you know how much you love Gene Hackman. Go home and email him.
Tell other people. Take this lesson.
Spread the word that you love
That's
that guy.
Do Gene Hackman.
He All right, Gene Hackman.
Like Mooseport. Welcome Please. To Mooseport was like his last movie. And he
Please go
movie.
Hackman. Please go Hackman.
Who do you want? You want Hackman?
Fake presidents.
Okay, here we go. Would you like a fake presidents movie from 96, 97, or 2006?
Fuck.
96.
Okay, there's a fake president in this movie. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. This kills me when he does this. Apologies to you, Len, if you're listening. He gave it 2.5 stars, and then the first word of the review is spectacular.
One more time on the
I love spectacular 2.5 star movies.
Wait, 2004.
That was the most amazing 2.5 star movie I've ever seen.
2004.
96.
No, 96. Oh, my God.
Are
sorry.
You trying to throw off the other contestants?
It's not going to make a difference.
Okay, why, really?
I'll probably not get it.
2.5 stars, 1996, spectacular. He also says 15 minutes were added for a special edition at some point. I don't know when that happened. I missed that.
Special edition.
There was a special edition of it. And there are 18 names.
Jesus.
How many names do you think you could get it in? 96, Steve Agee.
18? Yeah. I'll start with 10.
Mm. Ooh, good bold opening bid. And we go to Alia.
I'll go with 10. I have to go. I have to give you less.
Yeah, go 9.
Okay, 9.
9. She says 9. I'll go 8. Tom's at 8.
Name that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
At 8.
All right, here's your 8 names. Harry Connick Jr.
Let me quickly go through what I was doing in my life.
Can I say it in my notes?
Okay, I lived in the West Village in New York. Okay, there
Harry Connick Jr.
Yep.
Bill Smitrovich.
Yep.
Ross Bagley.
Yep.
Lisa Jacob.
Yep.
Vivica
A Fox. And the movie is called Independence Day.
That's right, you son of a bitch. Good night. What, were you just going to leave? You're on the board. Why would you leave? Or did he win the whole thing?
No, I won 2 so far.
Oh, so you're the winner. So good night was appropriate.
I knew it was.
I thought it was about a president, not had a fake president.
No, my God!
I immediately was going to say Independence Day.
And says,
it is about the president.
Bill Pullman plays the president,
and he comes in and says, "Like, I only reluctantly fly fighter jets on occasion anymore. Okay, I'll do it now." As I believe
and
a line that he says.
May Whitman plays his daughter.
Yeah, he's about stepping up.
May Whitman plays the daughter in that movie.
See, Mae Whitman's another one like you that like has been in some awesome shit that I probably don't know about yet. But I'm going to go home and look her up.
Okay.
Not creepy. Not creepy. I just set off the not creepy alarm.
Not creepy. Not creepy.
All right. Well, congratulations to Tom Lennon. And who did you win for?
I play for Abril.
That's right.
Sorry,
where is she? Very well done. Congratulations on your bag of stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and admit... Abril, it's really lucky that the second movie was
one of
3 films that Harry Connick Jr. has been in.
Sign your name on that for her.
Of which I know them all very, very well.
Sign that for her, will you? Who are the people that... Where's Gordon at? All right, Gordon. Where are you? Right there? Here, do you have a pen?
Yeah.
Write down a shithead on the back of that and then give it back to me. Well, who's the other one that we were playing for, Sean? Can I have your phone? I'm just going to keep it if you don't mind. No. Who do you want me to call a shithead?
Don't say it too loud. You guys, Steve, say some plugs and things you have coming up.
In the meantime, here's a couple plugs that people are coming up. There's no microphone in front of Steve.
Harris Whittles.
So he's doing tomorrow night.
I'm doing
Harris
half an hour on Thursday here with Harris Whittles.
Holy
we're each
shit.
Doing half an hour. I'm at the Comedy Store tomorrow night.
This guy just gave me the hardest name to remember. I got to write it down right away. What do you got coming up, Alia? Got a Cedar Rapids.
We're both
Cedar
Rapids. Rapids that comes out very soon.
Yeah,
Tom's
Cedar
in that too, and you got some other stuff going on.
No, that's about it for now.
There's kind of a what? There's something in production that was kind of a weird title. Oh, That's What She Said?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing.
A movie called That's What She Said?
Yes, it is.
And do you play she?
I do
or
play
what?
A she. It's with Anne Heche again, actually.
Oh.
Hesh.
She's
we don't
a,
make
she's
any
a great actress
it.
For a complete nut bird. And I say that in a very affectionate way. She's a fun nut bird.
Yeah, she's a really fun nut bird.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Alia Shawkat, everybody, and Steve Agee, and Thomas Lennon. What are you doing? I need to flip that over. Commissioner Gordon. And, of course, Commissioner Gordon Lightfoot. You wrote on your thing. Oh wow, these are both names of people that are just real people that are gonna sue me for saying it. All right, everybody. As always, Tyler Nethercott is a shithead, and Josh Kaufman is a shithead.
Makes it foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, it's comedian Jen Kirkman, and you will love my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Here's what the Onion AV Club had to say. What actually makes Jen Kirkman's podcast, Funny, is her inherent knack for cultivating conflict, even talking into a microphone in a room by herself. Kirkman is eternally embattled, but she tempers her cynicism with sweetness, and more often than not, she's right. No Fun, everywhere you get podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host, Matt Belknap, and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies, you get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.